Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help tough work go more smoothly when you need it. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's Tuesday, September 12th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Simple steps, significant impact, reframing cybersecurity for the SMB market. In the midst of demand, cybersecurity wrestles with layoffs and burnout. And the chatbot play, decoding ChatGPT's wane and Microsoft's AI insurance. This is the business of tech. MSP Global is the place to be to shape the future of services. MSPs, VARs, MSSPs, if you work in digital enablement, you need to be at the Nürburgring. Discover products, form new partnerships, connect with top leaders, and hear from MSP industry voices, as well as rock legend Bob Geldof. You'll get to enjoy the legendary Nürburgring racetrack, perfect for the theme of driving digital transformation. MSP Global, November 14 to 16, and registration is free with the code MSPRadio or the link in the show notes. MSPGlobal.com and code MSPRadio to attend for free. The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre and National Crime Agency have published a white paper on the evolution of ransomware as a service and the cyber criminal ecosystem. The report highlights that responding to ransomware attacks need not be complex or expensive. Organizations can protect themselves by handling cyber hygiene issues such as prompt patching, strong password protection, and multi-factor authentication. The report also reveals that many victims are chosen opportunistically and not specifically targeted, and that poor cyber hygiene is often the root cause of successful ransomware attacks. A TechIsle survey found that while many SMBs are aware of the threat of cyber attacks, a significant portion do not consider it a critical issue. One-third of them are unconcerned about cybersecurity. Core and upper mid-market businesses take a more proactive view of these issues, with two-thirds viewing cyber attacks as either their most critical IT issue or a top three business issue. Nearly 30% of small businesses and roughly half of core and upper mid-market firms have implemented a cyber resilient solution. Small businesses in particular are less likely to see cyber threats as a top IT or business issue, but this may be due to their less mature IT operations and other daily business challenges. Those mid-market and core mid-market businesses view cyber attacks as critical IT issues or top three business ones, with over 80% focused on establishing effective cyber defenses. Why do we care? There's such an interesting disconnect here. Cybersecurity doesn't have to be nearly as confusing and challenging as the industry makes it out to be. And even with the risks, a number of customers don't care. Perhaps it's the overt complexity itself that's the problem. The industry's all in on cybersecurity, but maybe less is more. Do the basics really, really well. That seems to be the most valuable version of the service. Despite early expectations that the cybersecurity industry would be immune to the tech sector's wave of layoffs, hundreds of cybersecurity workers have received pink slips in the last few months. In the previous month, at least 9 cybersecurity companies have announced layoffs, including IronNet, Malwarebytes, Fortinet, NCC Group, Rapid7, Dragos, HackerOne, and Bishop Fox. While demand for cybersecurity products and workers has never been higher, competition among cybersecurity vendors has spurred layoffs as companies try to cut costs to better prepare for a potential recession and any other unexpected changes the macroeconomy brings next year. Cybersecurity professionals are facing a mental health crisis due to the intense work demands of the industry, according to a report by CyberScoop. Despite a growing awareness of mental health struggles within the industry, sources said there still aren't enough resources inside companies or across the broader cybersecurity community for professionals dealing with burnout, stress, and the intense anxiety of working in a high-pressure environment. A 2022 study by the security platform Tines of more than 1,000 security professionals across the U.S. and Europe found that 66% of respondents had significant levels of stress at work, with nearly as many saying their stress impacted their work performance. The same study found that almost 20% of respondents consume more than 3 drinks a day, and 51% had been prescribed medication for their mental health. Why do we care? I'm a bit of a bummer today on security. I want to highlight 2 significant reasons to care. The first story is about the intense desire by cybersecurity companies to sell stuff. Sure, that's obvious, but think about it again. Excessive hype about cybersecurity is good for them, yet remember, they are pushing for continual profit, and yet there's still volatility in the market. And they're doing it in a burnout market. MSPs and IT services might face challenges recruiting top talent if they don't actively address these concerns. Demonstrating a commitment to employee well-being can be a competitive advantage. MSPs should consider investing in training programs that teach their staff resilience, stress management, and self-care techniques. This is a marathon, not a sprint. OpenAI's ChatGPT has seen a decline in website visits for the 3rd consecutive month, with users spending less time on the site. The drop in active users in June and July stabilized somewhat in August, with experts attributing the decline to students going on summer vacation. ChatGPT is primarily used by college-aged individuals, with students seeking homework help being part of the story. While teachers have expressed concern that most of their students use ChatGPT in some capacity, the decline in accuracy of the tool and increasing competition in the chatbot space could also be contributing factors. Microsoft has announced the Copilot Copyright Commitment, which provides legal protection for customers who are sued for copyright infringement over content generated by the company's AI systems. The policy covers damages and legal fees, providing customers with an added layer of protection as generative AI sees rapid adoption across the tech industry. Microsoft will pay any legal damages for customers using Copilot, Bing Chat, and other AI services as long as they use the built-in guardrails. Why do we care? I'm more interested in considering that there is more competition in the chatbot space. I'm not panicking the way some of the analysis is over ChatGPT's dips. We've recently covered how much these tools are being used for experimentation. Users are trying things. That will mean some fluidity too. According to legal experts, Microsoft's pledge to defend customers from copyright infringement lawsuits related to its Copilot AI tools is a smart one, as the risk of infringement is low. Generative AI platforms will still face legal questions over the material used to train the models. Microsoft's indemnification commitment aims to reassure potential customers. Still, limitations on coverage and the fact that Microsoft would already likely be a co-defendant in lawsuits would limit the number of applicable cases. This is savvy positioning. Partners can leverage that too. With as much uncertainty as there is, this is notable. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Tired of inputting your invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online? Gazinta Mobius reduces your data entry to the click of a button. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? With that time, you could implement process consulting with Eureka Process, run a D&D campaign, or catch up on a month's worth of the business of tech. They now offer an onboarding package providing direct support for quick resolution and regularly release new features. Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozynta.com. Thanks for listening. My favorite today, National Video Games Day. So I'm off to play something else. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.